You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
You've written a new song. So that particular week, I was pregnant with my son.
Yeah.
But, and I'd just come off the back of a tour into that. And it was super amazing and intense. But basically, on one day, I wrote Cowboy Up, which is a country song with Kaylee Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And then, wrote another song with an Australian artist, which also has been released. And then wrote this song, and then wrote two other songs, cool. which are sort of in progress still. But yeah, so it's a super intensive week, but it's pretty crazy to think you can just spend 5 days and then like create five songs that go on to be put out in the world.
Mm.
And Kaylee's one was nominated for a single of the year.
Cool.
And then, now really happy to be able to release this one. But so fun to write with Georgia and Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Joel's someone we've written with heaps before, or he actually produced one of our records.
Cool.
So always nice to be in a room with him. And Georgia is just so funny and such an amazing vocalist. So, super cool to have her brain on this song as well.
Mm, awesome. And you're talking about then writing when you were pregnant as well. Is that something that's like fed into your songwriting? Do you see the project moving in a different direction, like having children, having like being at kind of different, you know, life stages, or having different ambitions and stuff?
I think anything in life influences your art.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it does. And I actually think this song, even though we didn't know what we were writing about at the time, I can hear what it is. It's always one of those things where kind of often songs come through kind of the subconscious part of you, like it's a dream.
Mm.
I think this song is definitely like about that kind of crossroads of change. I love making music and I haven't stopped. You know, we're on tour.
Mm-hmm.
I've just finished writing my first film soundtrack, which was definitely a change.
Yeah.
Different kind of process, but it I wanted to try it because, you know, you get to be in the studio and I love being in the studio. So,
cool. Yeah, because I was thinking about one that we often talked about a couple of years ago was how like COVID came and affected a lot of artists. Like, you know, there's a lot of artists who would, hid away and then wrote a whole album and then put that album out later. Or there's a whole bunch of artists who had to come up with new ways to write with their friends and collaborate.
Yeah.
New projects like emerged like every second. Was that also something that affected you? Like, what was that like for y'all as a project with
COVID? COVID was a tricky one actually, because we just toured America and we had some momentum, and then we created this album that I think was, you know, one of our best, and then we released it right in the middle of COVID, so we couldn't really tour it a lot.
Yeah.
So I would say it was, COVID wasn't great.
It wasn't
that way.
Well, it wasn't a particularly good thing.
but I did write a lot during that time. I wrote a song called The Tunnel and released it, I think, 4 days after I wrote it.
Oh, I remember that song. That was great. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that was fun. I think I just really, I like experimenting with ways of working. Like, some things I've done have taken such a long time to finish and release, and I kind of love, that's I think what I loved about Song Hubs is like the idea of writing a song in a day and producing it pretty much all in the day.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, with this new single, we then did bring it to the band, and because I was like, this is a French Rabbit song, so I wanted them on it, so they all came and added all of those more psychedelic elements at the end.
Cool. And what does that difference look like for you guys as a band project, or as a like writer on your own? Do you tend to write much stuff fully collaboratively, or do you write a lot of stuff on your own? Are there primary
I often will write the bulk of a song on my own for French Rabbits, and then bring it, and then we kind of deconstruct it, I guess, and like everyone in the band is so much part of the sound. But in saying that, I do write differently for French Rabbits than if I was writing for like a solo project or for some other artist. And I love doing both. Like, I feel like there is definitely a French Rabbit sound, and I know it when I do it. I feel like maybe I'm tapping into a different part of myself for that than I do when I'm, say, writing some other track.
Yeah, because, I mean, you were just talking before about doing film scoring. What's that been like?
That was quite a challenge in a good way. Like, the good thing about a song is they're like 3.5 minutes, and you can write them quickly, or like you don't need as long attention span. And I was like, do I have the attention span for writing an entire score? But what I did do is I worked with my friend Elliot, and he wrote all the string parts, and I wrote sort of all the synth kind of moody stuff and all the vocals. And I think it helped having a collaborator. And actually, because a film already has a story, like, you've got something to draw on, I guess. Like, yeah. And that one's coming out in the Doc Edgefest, which is in July.
And talking about like instrumentation there, I found that something that I really appreciated from French for Rabbits, is that you have had quite different instrumentation sometimes, and like often, you know, whether that's instruments coming in and out of stuff as a use of like dynamics, or also just using, not necessarily, you know, you're not necessarily a rock band or a folk band or an indie band. You know, it can sound quite different. And is that because you are kind of crazy multi-talented
I wish I was. I play with really talented people for sure, but I've always been really into production. I've always like delved into like how delays work and how like we can reverse sounds, or like adding like synthesized layers and sampling and yes, I really love that side of it. And so I think that's why we ultimately have moved into that sort of space, I guess, rather than being like a traditional band. It's always tricky though, because we don't tend to be defined very clearly, because of that sort of some blurry concept.
Cool. Yeah, well, I really appreciate you coming on and having a chat, and also waiting in the Zoom for a little bit when we had no power. It's really nice of you. but have you got any last words for the people of Otipoti or listeners in other places, and also like what should people expect or hope for, or could maybe look for more of your stuff? And yeah,
I mean, I would definitely say I highly recommend people watch the music video. We made it with our friend Martin Sagadin, whose album I also recorded, which is coming out sometime this year, and it's super cool and interesting. So but yeah, do watch the music video for Golden Blue. It was so fun to make sort of like somersaults through time in a way. But yeah, I think it's such a equal part of this release, and not just the song, but the video. So
cool. Yeah, I'm very excited. I've got it loaded up, and I'm going to watch it while all of our listeners get to only listen, but obviously go home and turn it on, or listen to the stream and play this at perfectly same time
and then
tune back in. Or something, yeah.
Sounds good. Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much, Brooke. And lovely to chat. And all the best with the tour and all of the release goodies and stuff.
Thank you.
See ya. Alrighty, awesome. There we go. That was Brooke Singer. And now we're going to roll into their new track. This is some French for Rabbits with Gold and Blue.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.